A lot of people see Meltdown on I-95, both in Maryland and Virginia, and on many other connecting roads.
Stuart Schwartz, head of the Coalition for Smarter Growth, talking about the various BRAC sites in the area, the Mark Center, Fort Belvoir, Quantico Marine Base, Bethesda Naval, Fort Meade.
They're not ready. They don't have the money for all the transportation they would need to do it. It would require extensive widening if it's going to be completely auto-dependent, and certainly it will take a long time to provide adequate transit connections since they didn't plan for those either.
So was BRAC a series of bad decisions?
Yeah, we consider BRAC the poster child for poor land use and transportation decision-making. You know, what's sad about this is tied, in a sense, to national security. That's what some of the moves were justified. Yet we're worsening our oil dependency, pushing more people out into their cars to commute to these new sites compared to the sites that they had before for most of these jobs, which were next to transit.
His thoughts echoed by John McClain, senior fellow at George Mason University's Center for Regional Analysis.
The BRAC stuff is going to take a few years here to kind of settle out, and it is kind of, I think, a shame that we had to move so much stuff around. We built 4 million square feet of office space that we didn't really need, and that we're just relocating people to, and it's a shift, transition, but I think it needs to be done in a more rational, planned way than it's been carried out here.
Adam Tuss, WTOP News.